Since we're exploring different modes of communication, I thought it only fitting to do my reflection process a little bit differently this task. In this case, I'm going to do my reflection completely in audio form, and I hope that is okay. So the first thing I noticed about my redesigned task one, which was presented completely in audio form, is that even though the end product was or is an audio file, I ended up using writing and writing technologies to plan out the redesign of this task. So it's just interesting that even though the end format was a different mode, writing and writing technology still played a part. And when I think of my day-to-day, when I am preparing something for one of my courses, when I'm planning to present it orally or visually, such as a PowerPoint presentation at school. So even though the end goal is something visual or in an audio form, I end up incorporating elements, not only of visual design and audio design, but also linguistic design, because I'm thinking about how I'm going to deliver my materials. I'm thinking about the vocabulary of how I'm going to deliver the materials. And there's even elements of gestural design that I incorporate as well, because I am thinking about how I'm going to, you know, perhaps stand, or thinking about my posture, thinking about what gestures I'm using as I'm speaking or as I'm planning out what to speak. So it's interesting how many different modes of meaning that are from the visual created by the New London Group, how many different modes of meaning are actually being incorporated, regardless of a final product being in text form versus visual form or audio form. So for this reflection, my first instinct was to write a script to not only jot down ideas, but to help organize my ideas and essentially write up a script of what I was going to say as part of my reflection. And I had to fight really hard against preparing an entire script before recording this reflection. So keep in mind that I still have notes that I have written using my computer and word processor, but I fought really hard against having a word by word script. So apologies if my reflection is a little bit rough. I do have notes, but I'm not reading off of a script of any kind. But what this indicated to me is I was very much expecting or wanting to use a text-based mode first, and then, you know, either turn it into video or turn it into audio. And so it really made me think of writing as a precursor versus using an entire mode altogether. And this idea of writing as a precursor seems to align with the ideas presented by Dobson and Walensky, in that digital literacy is not necessarily a revolution or in opposition of traditional literacy, but more so a continuation or an extension. So how a different mode was being used to capture task one, but it came as a continuation or after using writing in a text-based mode.